It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Tomorrow is the last day for North Carolinians to vote early. For much of the past year, there have been questions about lawmakers' decision to cut the number of early voting days from 17 down to 10. But the state is seeing higher early voting numbers than the last midterm election. Here to update us on some of the figures is Josh Lawson. He's with the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Thanks so much for being here, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
So where exactly do the numbers stand right now, just in terms of overall voters?
We're seeing a bulk of participation. We have about 832,000 folks that had participated already through Thursday. We still have Friday numbers. Friday is usually the most packed portion of the population that gets out there and votes. So we're excited to see those numbers once they're finalized tomorrow.
Many, Josh, have been concerned limiting the number of days for early voting would limit turnout. How do you explain those numbers keeping on pace with the 2010 midterms?
I think there are probably a number of explanations, one of which is that early voting has been covered so heavily in the media as an option, and there had already been a forward progression, an upward trend in adoption of early voting as the preferred voting method, plus all of the added attention given to it by folks like yourself and others. Folks are knowing about their options and taking them up.
Yeah, more people, as you say, have been taking advantage of that early voting, an increasing number each year then.
That's right.
All right, so how do the numbers break down in terms of party affiliation? More Democrats and Republicans have been turning out. How does that square with what you normally see?
You know, it tracks pretty closely with 2010. Again, we still have to wait for the Friday and Saturday numbers to be finalized, but right now we see about 48% are Democrat, 31% Republican, roughly close to what you would expect in a normal distribution if the registrants were getting out there and voting. We are seeing participation at higher levels among certain communities that we were wanting to concentrate on. African Americans, even if voting had ended on Thursday, African American participation was already up by nearly 8% as compared to 2010. That's overall turnout of African Americans. But we're watching different demographics and voter profiles out there to see if there had been a change, even with the compacted schedule.
Is early voting down among any particular demographic?
We're tracking very closely ages 18 through 22, characteristically college-age kids, and we're seeing right now that it may be down by about 7%. This is, of course, caveated with we still have Friday and Saturday numbers that will have to be added in, but as a proportion of overall early voters, we're seeing down by about 7% among 18 to 22-year-olds.
Have you gotten any feedback from the early voting sites? Has there been any trouble, any confusion over the changes in the law, where folks are allowed to vote, that sort of thing?
Well, the election administrators throughout the counties have done an excellent job. We have done our best to keep them on board with where we need to be, and they've hit some great benchmarks. We now have more early voting sites than we have in any midterm election in the state's history, just shy of the total record even on presidential years, which, as you know, draw more voters.
All right. Well, we want to make sure folks know, again, tomorrow is the final day before Tuesday's election to vote early for all counties. Do all the polls close at the same time?
They do, 1 p.m.
1 p.m. All right. Joshua Lawson, spokesman with the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Josh, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.